From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a breakthrough understanding that would free up U.S. companies to invest in nuclear energy development in India. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in New Delhi, where the two leaders announced the newest efforts during a joint news conference today.
President Obama's India visit, the second of his presidency, is a fresh bid to make India an enduring strategic partner. U.S.-Indian relations have been adrift in recent years, and India's foreign ministry spokesman said they were working to re-energize ties between the world's two largest democracies. President Obama has been invited as the chief guest at Monday's Republic Day parade, an honor extended by Prime Minister Modi, who until last year was denied entry into the United States over anti-Muslim riots in his state of Gujarat in 2002. No court ever indicted Modi, and the president and the prime minister have evidently set aside any misgivings to strike up what appears to be a warm rapport. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending his decision to give a speech to Congress shortly before Israeli elections in March. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, the Republican invitation opened a rift between Netanyahu and the Obama administration.
The Israeli prime minister told his cabinet he will go anywhere he's invited to spell out Israel's position on Iran's nuclear program. That's the planned subject of his March speech to Congress. Netanyahu said he believes the current negotiations between Iran and the United States will lead to a deal that will let Iran remain on the, quote, threshold of becoming a nuclear power, a situation Netanyahu says threatens Israel. President Obama will not meet Netanyahu when he is in Washington for the speech, saying it's too close to Israeli elections. This has worried some in Israel, who see bipartisan U.S. backing as crucial for Israel's security. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is making efforts to connect with Iowa conservatives. He spoke to a crowd at the Iowa Freedom Summit this weekend. He said after 11 visits to the state in the past 5 years, voters should not be put off by his blunt style.
If I was too blunt, too direct, too loud, and too New Jersey for Iowa, then why do you people keep inviting me back?
Christie has yet to officially announce his candidacy for the 2016 presidential election. Texas Senator Ted Cruz and former Texas Governor Rick Perry also spoke at the summit. Power is slowly being restored to customers in Southern California after fierce Santa Ana winds toppled trees and power lines this weekend. Officials say high winds knocked out power to more than 54,000 homes and businesses. This is NPR News in Washington. In Indonesia, recovery crews today failed in their second attempt to lift the fuselage of the AirAsia flight that crashed into the Java Sea nearly a month ago. As Michael Sullivan reports, the bodies of most of the dead have yet to be recovered, and searchers believe they may be in the fuselage.
Another day, another failure, this time when a rope snapped as the main cabin was being lifted to the surface, sending it back to the ocean floor. Bad conditions, mainly strong currents, were again the culprit, officials say. The first effort failed after one of the lifting balloons deflated. One body was retrieved Sunday, bringing the total recovered to 70. 162 passengers and crew were aboard the Airbus A320 when it disappeared from radar on December 28th on a flight from Indonesia to Singapore. The plane crashed after the pilots asked but were denied permission to climb to a higher altitude to avoid bad weather ahead. Officials say the plane tried to climb rapidly anyway, stalling the engines before the plane plunged into the ocean. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
After a 9-year journey, a NASA spacecraft is expected to begin snapping pictures of Pluto today. The New Horizons probe was launched from Cape Canaveral in 2006. It's traveled some 3 billion miles, and it still has many millions more to go. Scientists say the images it takes will help them gauge the remaining distance and keep the craft on track for a flyby in July. Flight controllers have spent the last several weeks getting the spacecraft ready for the final but most important leg of its journey. This is NPR News in Washington.